Ayşe Erkmen, 1993-2005, Selected Works. Welcome. I will talk about some of my works from 1993 to 2005. But I have been working for more than this, of course. But I just wanted to speak about these works. And the works you are going to be seeing will not be in chronological order, because I'm using so much material and so much different kinds of media in my work. I wanted to show the relation between these works, which seems like far away from each other, but there's a continuity which comes back and forth all the time. So the first work I'm going to show is the work I made for the Münster Sculpture project, which happens every 10 years in a small town in Germany named Münster. And this is a big sculpture exhibition. The curators are trying to find out what can be done in sculpture today. For this exhibition, it's a long story, but I'll try to make everything very short, because otherwise I have too many things to show here. Then afterwards, if you have any questions, I can answer. I had given a few projects for this big exhibition, all for the Church of Münster, and they were all refused by the church. And after having been refused three times, the church said, this artist has to go away from the grounds of the Domplatz, which is almost half of the city. So the curators told me that I should go to the outskirts, to the suburbs of Münster, and do something there. And instead of doing that, I thought I might do something which doesn't touch the grounds of the of this area, which belongs to the church. And inspired by the film of Fellini, this Dolce Vita. Dolce Vita's first scene, I made this work. This is the roof of the museum, and the sculpture you see there comes from the storage of the museum. So what I made is I chose 13 sculptures from the storage of the museum, which is a little bit out of town. And a helicopter brought one sculpture every week on Saturdays to the roof of the museum, where the sculpture stayed for 1 week and then went away when the new sculpture arrived the next week. So it was a kind of shifting of sculptures. This is a work. This is how it is brought, going over the church. And of course, this work is about exhibiting sculpture, being exhibited, being not exhibited, being carried from the storage to the museum, shifting, waiting to be exhibited. And mostly about the sculpture itself. In 2001, the big collector Deutsche Bank wanted to change its strategy, and it is the main branch is located in Frankfurt. And the curators there thought that instead of collecting paperworks from German artists, that they should give half of that money to a work that disappears afterwards. That's not collectible, that doesn't stay So they wanted to make a statement about collecting. And they asked 9 artists. They made a kind of limited competition, 9 artists. And in their proposal to the artists, they said, "We have lots of money. We can do anything for you. You know, please send us your dream project. A project that you cannot realize anywhere else." So I sent them a project which I thought it could not be realized. And they chose my project for the first year. So they made it for 3 years and then it was over. The first year's project was to be made for the city of Frankfurt. What I thought is that the city of Frankfurt has a river in the middle of the city, which nobody recognizes, nobody cares about, and that this river should be my main focus because it's dividing the city into two. And then I have one of my favorite boats in Istanbul, which goes on the Bosphorus from one side to the other. And my proposal was to bring 3 ships from 3 different parts of the world, which are normal passenger boats, small boats, which are carrying passengers from one place to the other. Nothing touristic. So we managed to bring one from Istanbul, one from Venice, and one from Japan. So the 3 ships came on bigger ships. This is the ship from Istanbul. And this is how now they are in Frankfurt, the Venice ship together with the Turkish ship. They came from their countries on bigger ships and to Rotterdam, and from Rotterdam they were carried by smaller ships to the River Main, to Frankfurt, and then they were set free and they made a scheduled trip between the two shores of the River Main in Frankfurt for 1 month. The crew also came with them. So the ships were actually managed by their own crew from their own countries. This was a wish of turning around this concept of Gastarbeiter, guest workers, which is a very important issue in Germany, that these people would come with their ships, so they would be in a way Gastarbeiters, but guest workers, but at the same time they would be the owner of their land, and the people, the Frankfurt people, would be their guests. And for me, the most exciting part in this project, you can see the people using the 3 ships in the on the River Main with the famous cathedral at the back. The most important thing in this for me was that the ships, as you can see by the name, shipped ships, that the ships were carried on bigger ships, as if they are going on a holiday themselves, that it's the first time that they leave their country and go to a foreign country carried by a bigger ship, as you can see here. It's the name comes from that, and this is the most exciting thing for me. This is Venice. And they also had to pay to get into the ships, to travel with these boats. And with this money that's earned from this project, we bought a new ship, second-hand ship for Brazil, for the Amazonas. Because they did not want any money to be involved in the whole project, that everything should go away. These are the stops. And the people really liked it and enjoyed it and used it. So this was a risk that we would bring all these ships here and nobody would want to travel with them. But it didn't happen, so it was very popular during this time. This is a work, again, about transporting something, bringing something from their context to another context. It's Keti and Assam are two lions, two tigers. And here they are in the exhibition space. The exhibition space is a old coal mine building, which is huge and very strong. And it is turned into an exhibition space and a cultural center in the city of Essen in Germany. It's called the Kokerei Soul Verein. To compete with the strength of this building, I wanted to bring two tigers. It's a huge space. It's a I divided the space into two, half of it for the visitors, half of it for the tigers. The tigers, the place was prepared for the tigers. They had their own pools at the back, private eating places, and everything was done according to what they needed. And they lived in this place for 3 months. And what I wanted is a balcony. We made this balcony for the tigers that they would see the outside. And there is a swimming pool where they are looking at, done by another artist downstairs. And a wonderful view to the Ruhr area, to the mountains of the Ruhr area. So this was something that we made to make it pleasant for them, and it is like also a kind of summer holiday for them, because where they lived was exactly the size of this balcony. And now they had hundreds of meters more than what they had. And again, their owner, Mr. Farrell, also lived with the tigers. So he was feeding them and he was taking care of them for 3 months.
He was living in a galley.
He was living in a container. He didn't want to go to a hotel or anything, so he was living very close. He was living right under them. And he was feeding them. So he was living in his own container. He came with his container. Caravan, not the container.
And how did you see into the space to see the tigers?
You had half of the space was for visitors. So my idea was to make an equal relation with the viewer and the art object. So sometimes the tigers would not show themselves because they didn't want to be seen while they were eating. So they went back to their eating room, or they had a splash pool at the back which they played, and that was also hidden from the viewers. So a viewer or visitor could come here and not see the tigers. So there was a kind of equal relationship between the visitor and the tigers. So they had a huge space, and the visitor also had a huge space. This is a lion who lives in Tierpark in Berlin, Schambau. And let me go back. What I have done with this is I went there and I filmed Shambhal for a long time, and then by putting small bits and pieces from what I have filmed, we made a new animation which is imitating the Metro Golden Mayer Lion. I usually exhibit this at the entrance of exhibition spaces to kind of say that entertainment is starting, there's something inside you can see. The sound is not so good here. And the sound is added also. So it's a total animation. He didn't make any of these. It's a new animation made from small pieces of film material. So it goes on like this. This is a project about an elephant. Hohentwiel is the name of a mountain in the south of Germany, close to the Switzerland border. And this elephant you see there is taken from image archive, like the film which had been playing here. For this elephant, I called an agency, and I said, I need an elephant that looks to the left. This is wrong side, what you are seeing. And which is from the profile, and it's a little bit black, big elephant. And then they sent me a few pictures, and I chose this, and I put it on in different parts of the city where they already had these constructions. And here the idea was came from this mountain, Hohentwiel, because I thought this mountain, which is a symbol of the city, looks very much like the cobra snake which has eaten the elephant in this book by Saint-Exupéry, Little Prince. So that's why I thought this mountain is a snake and it's hiding an elephant inside. And from every part of the city where you could see this mountain, there was one billboard like this with this rented image of an elephant. These are works about, again, about images which I have rented from. This is another work which I have made, but I will pass this because it's also from image archives which I used. Different categories like sports, lifestyle, a work, a holiday. You know about this, that you rent an image and you can use it as long as you have rented it and for the purpose that you are declaring to the agency. This is the film I'm showing here, so I passed this also. We can see it afterwards. It's also about images rented from archives. This is a work I've done in the gallery, Galerie Barbara Weiss, with this. I have a strategy for galleries because space is very important for me, that when I make a work in a gallery, I make a work that's that can be sold. It is an ironic thing from my side, but it's also real. So here are lots of rings put, they are tied together to make a long ring. So you can see these holes are the holes for diamonds, but I kept them as holes. So they are really silver. So if they have their own value as subject, as an object, they are made of pure silver. And this is a room I closed in the gallery to show the film in a better condition. And the room I closed, I have put a banner outside saying this is the small back room. So this is the gallery space there. So when the visitor came in, they could not see that the room was closed, just from outside. These are some sculptures I made. I made this for, there was a small sculpture triennale made in Stuttgart. And I thought it's a challenge to make a sculpture. And I was thinking what to do that I don't have so much contribution to the form. And these forms, which look very well thought of and they look very sculptural, are taken from children's toys, the protection cover of children's toys. You know, the toy comes with a protection over it, which is almost like the shape of the toy, so that it protects it, and it's in between the cartoon box and the toy. This plastic thing that's keeping the toy. And I used it as a mold. For example, this is the house of Maskman. But I chose toys which are not revealing too much what's inside. And then I turned them, I made plaster sculptures the same size, and then bronze sculptures, which is very typical sculpture material. And then I enlarged them to 3 times, and I made these soft plastic ones. Then I turned them into toys again, and I made them moving. So they became 3 times bigger, and they moved like toy cars. When they go to a corner or they meet somebody, they turn back. So you can see there's a few.
So do they feel as manipulating, or are they just going to
No, they are this is, I didn't manipulate them. There's a computer inside.
Right.
We used the same mechanism that these cars have inside. There's a computer that sees from the front, as you can see, there's a kind of, and it turns it around. There are 3 forms, which all come out from these boys' toys, like Maskman, Superman. This is again sculptures which are Now these forms are the small landscape pieces in another toy. It is this these small men, which are, I forgot the name of the toy now, but it's another group of toy like Playmobiles. They are from, and all of these forms that you see, the yellow, blue, and the gray, are small landscapes from these taken from these Playmobil toys. And this time I wanted the forms to be like very light and show the inside of these forms also. So what you see here, they are like yogurt cups. They are so light and so fragile. Again, enlarged, but of course this time enlarged to much more bigger size. So the gray one is a nest. The blue one is a piece of grass. And the yellow one is ice, a piece of ice. No, they don't move. Because, as you can see, they are really fragile, and you see the inside also. So I put them inside and outside. They are like very thin yogurt cups, something like that. That kind of plastic. This is a work I did together with those. This, like what the installation we have here. Choo Choo is another work which I used toys again. And this is this exhibition is in Göppingen, a small city in Germany, where they are. This city is the city where they manufacture the toy trains, Märklin toy trains, which is famous all over the world. And here I have a train rail. And on them are huge, 6 meter long plastic boards which are turning over the train. So there's a train rail, there's also a train which is turning around, and then it's carrying these boards. And it was made in the factory of Märklin trains. You can see the trains in the second, under the board in the second rail. This is Kunsthalle Göppingen. And there's nothing between the train and this colorful board. It's just sitting over the train. This we can. These are sculptures again, made out of pure silver. For this gallery, I always make silver sculptures, which have their own value when you weigh them, even. This is a work I made in 1997. What you will see here is a film. But again, these forms are forms of landmines. I made a film for each form, and they are all coming towards us. It has sound, but here we can't hear it. And I normally show them on 6 different monitors. The first time I saw these forms were in the men's magazine arena. And it was this magazine always has a social issue, and there were some. I saw these photos of landmines, and then I wrote to Red Cross and got more information about them, and they sent me all the forms of landmines. There are so many different forms because they want to hide the danger, the form. So they always make a new form for people not to notice them. I chose 6 forms from these, and I made them into sculptures first out of wood, very shiny, nice objects. Then I made them into an edition in the same size in ceramics. Then I made tiles for a gallery show I made in Istanbul. And then I made this film, these films, which are animations, and they have sound, which unfortunately you cannot hear. What attracted me to this is that they have very sculptural forms, and that they have so many forms. They manufacture so many forms of these landmines. And what I have tried to do here is what they are trying to do, to hide the danger of this material, and to turn it into an agreeable form, in an agreeable color. This is a big group show made for a big group show in Jerusalem, where again I hide the political message in a cheerful form. I've made these 6. I put 6 big balls in the exhibition space, among other artworks by other artists. And because of the wind, which is always existing in Jerusalem, the balls are moving all around the space in between other artworks. And it is like a work of art which is traveling in the art space, in the exhibition space. Of course, when you go to Jerusalem, the first thing you notice is that people don't have the ability of movement. And movement is a very important thing, that they cannot move so easily. And I didn't want to make a depressing work for this place, which was already very depressive. And like the landmines, I wanted to hide the political message inside a cheerful object. This is an exhibition in Porticus in Frankfurt. It was a 2 artist show. Inside is Andreas Rominski, and I put these security gates outside, where you can see that there is no way to go in to the exhibition space without passing through the security gates, which made a sound according to what each visitor was carrying on them. This is a work I made when I was in Berlin, using some Turkish word syllables. This is an area where Turkish immigrants are living, and I wanted to do something with the language, and these words, these syllables, are only found in Turkish language, which is a different form of past tense, which is called also the story tense. It is as if when you are talking in this tense, you don't know what you are talking about. That something somebody else has told you, and you don't bear the responsibility of what you are talking about. As you can see here, but there's... it's not a good picture, but it's like mish, mish, mish, mish, mishim. You know, it's a very nice way of speaking, because it softens the language and it gives you a kind of insecurity and doubt about what you are saying. It's a very nice tense to tease about yourself, and I wanted to do something in the Turkish area about the people who are living there, who can for them to understand, and something visual for people who don't understand Turkish. And this is another work about a house. This is the AD gallery. What I have made here is just to bring the lighting rails down. Which is normally used to light the artworks which are exhibited here. So the rails were there, the lights were there, and the cables were there. All I had to do was to just unwind the cables and bring the lights down. So as you can see, it has five rooms, and each room the cable was a different length, so they made this different heights in each room. So visitors could not enter the rooms, they had to go around the rails. This way, the server in the room, which is serving the artwork, became the main actor of the show. This is when I make a work like this, that I don't bring anything from outside, I really feel very successful as an artist. This gallery is a gallery in Istanbul. Here what I have made is an architectural survey of the gallery. So the wooden dots on the floor and the plaster dots on the walls are just the necessary points, the necessary lines to show the dimensions of this gallery. There is nothing more, no dimension more or nothing less than needed to build this space again in case you want to build it. So this gallery was made like this. It's all made out of tiles. It was made as a gallery this way. And it's also a suggestion of a new material when this gallery is built again. I made this work because this was supposed to be the last show of the gallery, that they were breaking down the building. But afterwards, they decided not to, so it is still existing. I thought this was going to be the last show. These are 9 benches in Berlin in front of a power plant, and these benches are being warmed up by the power plant at their back. So this power plant is heating up the district, the whole district, and with the leftover energy, it is also heating up these benches. This is a permanent work, and when a work is permanent, I'm a little bit frightened of permanency. I always try to give it, the work, a schedule. So when the heating stops in the district in the summertime, the benches are also cold. So these benches work with the schedule of the neighborhood. This way, in winter, they have a kind of character of being an artwork, but in the summertime, they lose this identity of being an artwork. They become normal benches. Can. Summertime is a work I made with security belts, tying the columns of the gallery with security belts and turning the middle of the gallery into a basket. This work is made, is called Summertime, because it's made with my feelings of having a good summer holiday. So it's I just wanted to make a beautiful work that's in the middle of a gallery. It was just this feeling good and trying to make something nice. And this is all made like a basket, so there's nothing that's connecting them. So when you cut one piece, the whole thing falls down. So it is like 4 people were weaving the gallery. This is not necessary. This is a work I made in Stockholm in Magasin 3, which is also using the same technique, but this time it is so huge, such a huge place that they are connected at the end with, and people could go inside this. This, as you can see, they are connected here to make them straight and tight. The work is called Tit Vaten, it means tight. Because there was too much tide right in front of the of this exhibition space is water, and I felt that this when you walk through this construction, you have the feeling that that the space is moving up and down because of the of these belts coming in front of each other. You have a kind of disorientation. This is again a site-specific work for a gallery in Japan. Normally art spaces send the artist plans of the gallery. But what I got from Japan was not just a plan, it was a 4-dimensional plan. Like you could fold it and make it into a box. So this was the only, I thought this is such a practical thing to do with all the dimensions that you can fold it. And this brought me this idea to make a maquette of the gallery. out of paper, like I made it in my hand. So the work is titled Half Of, because the biggest form is half of the gallery. The other one next to it is half of the gallery. So it goes like this. There are five forms, which are all half of each other. And they are made out of rice paper with no construction in between, with just a wooden construction in the corners, and everything else is rice paper hanging from the ceiling and getting in light from the ceiling light windows. You can see the dimension here with people. It was a very beautiful gallery space built by Tadao Ando. So I thought I should make the gallery, I should impress make the gallery space even more existing. This sign, maybe you are familiar with it. It is a small sign that appears on the desktop, which you can push with the mouse. It's a waiting for a mail sign. I was using the program Eudora at that time, and this was the sign that appeared whenever a mail was coming. It was turning around. I don't know if it is still existing in the computers. So I made a film of the same movements, exactly the same movements of this small sign. It's a tiny thing which you find on the laptop, and projected it on the old post office building in Berlin. This work was made for the second Berlin Biennial. And it was a huge projection. So this is the ceiling, the dome of the post office, suggesting a new way of receiving mail. There should be a film also. This is the this was the film that I made. It's unfortunately very bad. Of course, these lines were not existing. This is the sign, how it turns around when you are waiting. And this is how it is seen on the dome. You can't see it very clearly. For some reason, the films are not showing well. It was the same in Dunedin when I gave the lecture. This is another work with movement. It was made for the fourth Istanbul Biennial. In Istanbul Biennial, they used as one of the venues a big warehouse, a huge warehouse, where there were two huge lifts, which one of them they wanted to use for the visitors, and the other one they wanted to close. The warehouse was right next to the harbor, It was a place where the ships came, and they came with huge containers and put them inside these lifts, and they carried it to the wherever they had to go. So I said, can I use the other elevator? And I lined it up with this container material, and I made the lift moving up and down the two floors of the exhibition space continuously. This is a biennial, and of course in the whole floors, on the first floor and the second floor, there are other works of art. And as we know that artists are very ambitious to catch places in big exhibitions, they want to have as much space as possible, they want to be seen. So this, what I've made, is an ambitious work that shows itself on two floors of the exhibition space. It goes up and then stays a little bit and then goes down. And it moved continuously and made a big sound while it was moving. So this is the second floor. It disappears. It's a film that shows it. And I opened the doors with this stick. Not a good time. This was the time of the Iraq war, and they wanted me to make an exhibition in secession in Vienna. And with these feelings, I named the exhibition Not a Good Sign, Not a Good Time, Not a Good Sign. And the exhibition was using again what is inside the exhibition space. There were two platforms over these glass ceiling windows, which were used for cleaning the windows. I made these platforms move continuously and randomly. So they were moving and randomly, so sometimes they came together, sometimes they were away from each other, sometimes they stopped in the middle, and this way the light of the space was changing continuously, which you can see, there's a film. And of course under these platform I put light. This is an addition. This is something that I have made. And the entrance, at the entrance, one could see this top of a coffee cup. In Turkey, it means if you have a bubble on the coffee cup, on the coffee, top of the coffee, on the foam of the coffee, it means it's bad luck. So you have to blow this out before you are drinking it. So I made a slideshow at the entrance, and inside these two platforms were moving continuously. This was an additional light showing the top of the construction. I made this entrance with the coffee because of Vienna, because this is the first place that the Ottomans brought coffee to. Before, coffee was not known in Europe. So this, there's a big, a strong coffee tradition between Austria and Turkey. And I wanted to say something about that. This again is a work with a lift. This time this is Kunstmuseum Bonn. In every museum you have something like this, that the, under this is a lift which brings the artworks into the museum. It's a big lift. So I said I want to use this room. This was again a big group show. And I activated this lift until the point you can see that it's a lift. So it was like a platform. So it was going up and down this much, and then it went down. So the lift became a platform in the room. It was going up and staying a little bit, going down, and when it went down, the room was as if there was nothing in the room. People could just pass by. We can pass this also. This is also about movement, but in a room like this, a small room in the Museum Fridericianum, where the wall is going back and front towards you. So the room closes and opens. Very slowly. You cannot see it really, but it was a room this size, and I made an additional wall which was closing the room and opening the room. This is interesting for Jackie now.
Yeah.
You have seen a little bit. These are taxidermic animals. This is Kunsthalle St. Gallen in Switzerland. And this museum is proud of their taxidermic animals. And they say they are the best quality in the world. And they have a special section for that, aside from the contemporary art section. So from their storage, I brought up into the exhibition space six different animals, and I made them work in front of each door like a cuckoo's clock. Each animal had a time. For example, the crocodile was moving every half an hour out and in, and would stand in between the doors until the next half hour. And the gazelle was moving every 15 minutes, which you see in the background. And this lion would move every hour, out and in. This is the gazelle. And everything was connected by radio waves to a central clock. So they really moved very much on time. This work was made for Swiss preciseness, Swiss clock, and about the situation of the museum where they had these animals already in the storage, and they were also exhibiting some. And everything came together to form a cuckoo's clock. But when we were in the process of building this installation, they realized that all Swiss times were connected to Frankfurt, because the central clock of Switzerland was in Frankfurt. So all the signs for them to move came from Frankfurt. This bird was moving all the time because it was representing the second. So it was always moving. Zebra was moving every 5 minutes. This is this bird. Do you think they are well made, Jackie? Hey. The animals, are they well made?
Oh,
yeah. Stone is a work I made in Innsbruck, in Galerie Taxis Palast. It's an exhibition space which is in an old building, but this space that I was supposed to exhibit is a new addition, and this rock that you see has been brought down from the mountains. Those of you who have seen Innsbruck, it's a very beautiful city surrounded by huge rocky mountains. And this rock is hanging over the exhibition space. I left the exhibition space empty, and I just put a rock over, which you can see now. This is the space that I was supposed to exhibit, and what I've made is just a rock threatening the space. This is how you see it when you enter from the entrance. The room is downstairs. And you see it like this. It was a really frightening, it became a really frightening work. It's at night. This August is a work I made again with tide and water. The exhibition space is, as you can see, these windows is right next to water, next to the water. So I thought it's a good opportunity to use the water, because one can never find a place like this again, which is so close to the water. So I put these buoys on the river and connected them with ropes to inside the gallery, to bigger balls. Connected them with from the ceiling, and every time there was a movement on the water, the balls inside were moving also. And with tide, with the passing of a ship or waves, everything inside was continuously moving. It's a very playful exhibition. They were like as if they were on water. Durchnässt means soaked in English, I think. Soaked or very wet. And This is Kunsalya Shirin. What I have made here is this Kunsalya is known for its sleek exhibitions. They always make very nice, clean, and spectacular exhibitions. When they wanted me to make something for the entrance, I proposed this, that we take out the stones and instead we put earth in the middle. And this rotunda, because it has a nice, beautiful ceiling also, was reflected in the water inside the earth, inside this wet entrance space. As you can see, this the ceiling of the space. So this exhibition stayed for 2 weeks because I wanted to go away before people got fed up of it, or even worse, when people had too much fun with it. They were really having fun. They were jumping, and it was really wet. Muddy area. This is again an entrance situation in Palais de Beaux-Arts in Brussels. It's reflecting a historical situation where they had been exhibiting cars. In this space, because as we know, every institution, big institutions, want to have receptions to get money, to have some money for the institution. And in 1930s, they had a General Motor cars exhibition here. And what I have made is put a big carpet and cut the pieces, places where they were exhibiting the cars. So these places which are cut according to where the cars had been standing. And the cars had been standing on oriental carpet, so that's why they are cut in squares. And it became a lace, it had a lace-like appearance in the end. It's a thick black carpet. So this is a video I made for an exhibition in Berlin, which was made, which the concept was only artists from Istanbul were invited to that exhibition. It was called Iskorpit. Iskorpit is the name of a fish which is found in Istanbul, which is a poisonous fish if you don't know how to make it. And the curator named it Iskorpit because of this, and it was an exhibition of Istanbul artists. Normally, I don't like to exhibit in these kind of exhibitions when it's about geographies, about nationalities. But this time, because I liked the curator so much, he's René Bloch, maybe you know him. He's been to New Zealand quite a few times, I think. And I said yes to the exhibition, but I made a work which is referring very directly to Istanbul. So this is this song which you will hear now is a song which is continuously repeating Istanbul, Istanbul, And it's like a boy is dancing. The boy's name is Emre. He's my son. Is dancing to this song. And Dario is the name of the person, of the singer who is singing the song. Dario Moreno. Dario Moreno comes from İzmir in Turkey. He was born there. He is of Italian parents. There's in İzmir an Italian community which had come hundreds of years ago to Turkey. And he mostly sang in Turkish and in French. The song is in French. So it's a kind of a mix of identities. And it's about Istanbul. So it's like a very direct work about Istanbul. It's unfortunately, again, very bad quality. So we went into a studio and I told him to dance as he likes. That goes on like this. It's just a t-shirt. It's nothing special. No, it's because the film is not so good now. It doesn't show it good. People there. It's Kreuzberg. It's the Köpenicker Straße. Maybe you know the place. It's a place where there are many homeless people. And because of that, they didn't want this project to be made. They understood that it has to do with homeless people. And still there's a problem. This place was supposed to be a promenade. One building on that promenade has gone to court and they don't want to open the promenade. But it will be opened eventually, but it had been a problem because of that. They understood it. But I'm sure homeless people can jump over places and go there. Yeah. When I go to a new place, I walk a lot and I look very much around me. And then I was walking and I saw this Dilana carpet shop on Salisbury Street. And then I went in, and you know, sometimes situations bring me to a work. And afterwards, I wanted to do something with them. And I was thinking what to do for a carpet, because it's not easy, because I had never made a carpet before. I had made works with carpet, but I never made a carpet. What to do as a design and how to make it. So I, the last minute I could find an idea that I make something very easy going, that's continuing, and the form of the carpet should be very long, almost as long as the room. I didn't want it to be exactly, but referring to the size of the room, and that it should be something very easy going, like a piece of wool over the fallen over the carpet, or like a gesture with, you do with your pen while you are sitting and doing nothing. So something comfortable to do with the carpet. And that's how it came. And before I came to New Zealand, I also had in mind to do something with wool, because we know of New Zealand as, again, another cliche of New Zealand is wool. Woolen sweaters, you think of, you will find wonderful woolen sweaters here. That everything is about wool and landscape and good lamp. And so I had already in mind to do something with wool. But I think going around in the streets. And then there's one more thing. While I was thinking of what to do for the the color came from a belt we bought from the shop Plume, which we all have, Vanessa has, and also Danai. And the color came from that belt. I said, could I use a dirty white with black? So it's always this, everything from this area, overlapping each other.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.